Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Nadine?
Hello?
Hi, Greg.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Yes. I'm okay. How are you?
Awesome. I'm good. I'm good. I'm sorry I'm a little late in calling you. I just got out of a meeting. I was like,
No,
oh boy. Okay. We'll still bought you some time, right? I know you wanted to give you a couple hours to take a look into everything, so just wanted to follow up with you.
Yeah, no, I'm interested. It was more or less I wanted to check my bank account and see how much
yeah.
I had and see how long I could last with you guys.
Okay.
And I guess, yeah, like you said, I'm interested. I know you said it would take, you know, about 60 days before I actually wound up on front page, but 7 to 10 days to get everything kind of at least up and running and functioning. To the point, like, I should be advertising and getting, you know, at least in front of customers.
Like, as far
at that
as,
point, yeah?
Yeah, website. So, as far as the website and those Facebook ads, those will be visible within 7 to 14 days, right?
Right, okay.
Directory
yep.
submission is 5 to 7. The first page placement
yep.
on Google, Greg, that's where we always say the 45 to 60 days is a timeline. We're always
right.
going to promise
yep, nope.
that.
That's
and,
perfectly fine. I just wanted to make sure that, you
yeah.
know, advertising and all of that stuff was going to be up faster than
yeah.
that 30 to 60
yeah,
days.
Yeah, of course. Because, and that's the thing, because the local map is what always seems to take longer. But also keep in mind, you already have that Google Business profile page. What you're doing is adding us on as managers. So it could
right.
happen sooner for you, but I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, right? If it happens sooner, even
yeah.
better.
I'm the same way. I'd rather
yeah.
under promise and over deliver.
It's like my plumbing guy, man. When he did all the plumbing work, he was like, I can get it done in a day. I'm like, no way. No way. He's all, give me until 9 o'clock. And I'm telling you, he was done by 6 that evening. But because he had a really good crew, you know, and I was like, this guy, there's no
yeah.
way he's going to get it done. And I had a bigger company tell me it was going to take him 4 days. I'm like, how does that happen? You know, but.
Yeah.
It's like the smaller companies that kind of feel they take more pride in what they do.
Yep.
And they work harder.
That's a fact.
It's not just the turnaround, right?
Right.
So yeah, did you have any other questions? Anything else
no.
I could address?
No, not really. Not really,
okay.
no.
So you want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's push forward.
Okay. So I sent you that first email, right? The one with
mm-hmm.
everything outlined.
Yep.
I'm sending you the second one that's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. This one just gives you an overview of the reporting system so that way you can be familiar with how the reports will look, okay?
Okay.
And I sent that to you. Now, Greg, I'm also going to send to your 907 number because that's where you get text messages. I'm going to send you right now. Or
970.
I mean.
Yeah.
I said it backwards. 970.
No, that's okay. It actually happened yesterday while I was trying to set up Angie.
It
yeah.
It's 970-420-3836. That's the number I see.
Yes.
It's like I don't have dyslexia, but it just kicked in. No. Okay, so I'm going to send you this text message. Please confirm once you receive it. It's going to be the number to our customer service department. You're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates,
okay.
change, questions, concerns, you're going to contact customer service at the 877 number. I'm going to ask you to please save that number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you never lose our phone number. Okay?
Okay.
If you look at that text, did it come through yet?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. If you look at the text, I also went ahead and sent you, I included your username, which is always going to be the 405 phone number. That's your username. The password is big friends, all lowercase, one word. It's a password that we generate. Of course, if you want to, you know, update it to a password of your choice, you can. Okay? Now.
Okay. So what was the username?
Big, B-I-G,
oh, yeah,
and then
yeah,
friends.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You should see
that's
it.
Right.
It's okay, hon. You should see it right there. Okay? In that text I sent you. Okay. Now.
So mine says username 405. That's the password is big friends. Yeah.
Yes, correct. The password is big friend.
Phone number is
405,
okay.
That phone number is your username. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yep.
All righty. Now, let me go here. All right, so now what I want to do, okay, do you go by Greg and your name is Gregory, or?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, and what's your last name, Greg?
P-A-R-R.
C like car, or like cat?
No, P as in Paul. P as in
Paul. Oh, par. Okay, P-A-R-R. Got it.
Correct.
And then now the phone number that I see on your Google Business profile, and that should be the number that should be listed for your business, 405-265-8846, correct?
That sounds right. Let me double check.
Okay. I know it might be silly when I'm...
405-265. Yep, it's correct.
Okay. And it might be silly that I'm confirming these things, but I would rather be 100% sure than not confirm it and just assume. Now... I did want to ask you this. Do you prefer that we contact you on the 405 number or on the 970? What is your preference when we communicate with you?
I would prefer through the 405 number.
Okay.
But yeah, it doesn't matter. You can use either.
But
if
I'm going
to
tell them.
You're more than welcome to call the other.
I'm going to tell them if they're sending text messages, it has to be to the 907 number. If they're calling you, it's the 405 number. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, I see the business name currently reading on your Google profile as The Grout and Tile Tech. That's how it should be reading, right?
Correct.
All right. Okay, The Grout and Tile Tech. And then, now, I see your address. You have it listed as 204 Frisco Road in Tuttle. I almost want to say Turtle sometimes when I see that. Oklahoma 73089, right?
Yes.
Okay, is that your home address by chance, if you don't mind
me
asking?
It is, so I do not want it forward-facing.
Okay, I'm going to ask them to hide that address.
That would be fine because, like, I don't sell anything here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I know sometimes, like, when you do your own Google profile page, Google, like, sometimes you can't hide your address. But we like the address hidden because Google, if you're not a storefront and someone's picking out tile or purchasing products from you, like, your address shouldn't be showing, right?
Right. I agree.
Okay.
I have no storefront. There's no reason for anybody to come here.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm going to ask them to make sure that that address is hidden. Okay.
Yep.
Now, Greg, for the payment, the card that you're using today, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
Well, it's a business account, but it's got my name and the business name on the card.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
Gregory S.R. Let me make sure.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly how it reads.
So Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, and then S as in Sam, and then Parr, P-A-R-R?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said the business name is on there too, right?
Yes.
Okay. How does the business name read on there? Is it just The Grout and Tile? Like, did it fit at all?
Yeah, it fit at all. The Grout and Tile Tech LLC, but the and is the and symbol, the ampersand.
Oh, okay. That's probably why it fit at all then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I noticed that on your Google Business profile, it's the word and, as it should be, right?
Yeah, and it's
okay.
It goes either way because that's, I mean, when you read the IRS paperwork, it is the word "and." It's just the bank did the ampersand.
No worries. And is this same billing address as well as your home address?
Yep, same billing address.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Master.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
5268-5600-0024-0803.
Expiration month and year?
0326.
And the CVV code on the back?
931.
I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. You could choose between it being your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first
name. Mother's maiden.
What was your mom's maiden name?
Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do before I process your payment, I'm going to be walking you through a voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I do want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
The Grout and Tile Tech.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Gregory Shad Parr, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Greg, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to be aware. We might call you with an update. We know you're in the middle of a job. You can't just always pick up the call. All we're asking is just make sure you respond within at least 24 business hours, okay? I also want you to be aware that you might get calls from other companies that are trying to sell you other online products, and they are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money. If in the event, I want you to get into the habit, Greg, whenever we call you to always ask what your security question is, because if someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sorry, what was that?
Let me explain it first. Yeah, let me explain it first, and then I'll go back and read it again. What we're saying with this question is we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. Like, I know you're doing Google ads, you're doing Facebook ads, okay? Now that we're going to be taking over, I'm going to encourage you to stop running your Facebook ads. This is going to save you money, okay?
Right.
Now, let's say later on down the road you want to do some other marketing. All we're asking is just call us to let us know, so that way we can reference back and make sure that that's not a service that we're providing you.
Okay.
We just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay? So
that's what that means. No, makes sense. Yep.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 31st, 2024 in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so what that means is that your second payment would be charged on August 31st, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Greg, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st day in the discounted amount of $249. However, like, you know, September's got 30 days, so it'll actually bill on the 30th. Okay?
Yeah.
If there's 30 days in the month.
And I'm actually assuming if the 30th lands on a Saturday, Sunday, it'll bill that Friday.
Right. But
yeah.
I want you to know that if you need to pause or cancel the account, okay, I'm going to ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, okay?
I got you.
So you just know, hey, you call the 877 number, you say, I need to pause it or cancel it. We don't charge a cancellation fee, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package and I'm processing the payment. You're going to get a receipt sent both to your email and it's going to be sent to your 970 number, okay, in
okay.
a text. We'll go over that in a couple minutes. I probably only need like 5 more minutes of your time and then we're set. I want to schedule a client interview for you. If you can do it today, we're going to block out an hour. The client interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. But
okay.
I actually have an appointment today in your time between 4 and 5 o'clock. Would that work for you?
That was actually perfect. I was going to ask.
Beautiful.
Full.
Okay, so I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock your time, and it's going to be from an 877 number. So, Greg, just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. If I'm not in a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to call you directly. And I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to go over a few notes. So, again, I just need like maybe 5 minutes and we're done. So,
yeah.
Under your services, Greg, I'm putting obviously tile grout, but what do you want me to really specifically notate on here?
Specifically notate, like, I guess for advertising, I would like to run, because I offer cleaning, caulking, regrout.
Okay.
Yeah, tile replacement.
Uh-huh.
If somebody's got cracked tiles, I'm willing to chisel one off the floor and reset them for
and you
them.
And you said clean grout and what else?
Yep, cleaning,
yep.
Caulking, complete regrout.
Okay.
Shower repairs, like I've repaired, you know, people fall in the shower and knock a hole in a tile wall. I can repair that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but.
Beautiful. Do you do backsplashes too or no?
Yeah, backsplashes.
Uh-huh.
Countertops if people want to do them.
That's what I was going to ask you next too. Okay, countertop. Beautiful. Is it just residential for now or do you also do commercial too?
I'd be willing to do commercial. Yeah.
Okay. What about tile flooring?
Flooring, installs, again, regrouts, repairs.
Okay. Installs and repairs. Okay, beautiful. And then I know you have your Yelp page. You already have your Google Business profile. Let me put that on there. Let's see, what else? Okay, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I am licensed and insured.
Beautiful. And then I think you mentioned you have a Facebook page, or have you created one yet? Okay.
I have a Facebook business page.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Grout and Tile Tech, out of Oklahoma. It'll pop up.
You know what? I did see that. Duh. I have the link right here. I knew I saved the link somewhere because I had found it. Because it first showed you in Fort Collins, but when you click on it, it actually shows you in your new location.
Right.
Okay. Beautiful. Your hours of operation currently shows as Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Is that correct?
Yep. That's general.
Okay. What form of payments
do you take? That's when I'm willing to take two calls at least.
Okay.
What's that?
What kind of payments do you take from your clients? What do you accept?
Cash, check, credit card.
Cash, check, and credit card. When we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I would prefer you call. Like I'm a phone call type
call.
Person and a follow-up
you got
email.
It. Okay. And then with the Facebook ads, we're going to target 50 miles because that's the furthest it'll target. Are you okay with that? Because that's about an hour. Okay. And then you do have pictures, and do you have a logo already?
I do.
Okay.
I thought I had uploaded that on my.
I'll take a look back.
I believe that's my logo.
I'll look back and let me see. Yeah, let me look too. I could have sworn it's like blue and white, right? It's blue and white, isn't it? I think.
Yep.
Is it like a blue and white? Okay.
Yep. Pretty basic.
There it is.
But yeah, that's
okay. Good. Awesome. All right. Perfect. Okay. Now, just the last thing. I need you to take a look at either your text messages or look at your emails. I need you to find your receipt. It'll say, hello, Greg. Thank you. Hello, Gregory S. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Copy of your invoice to the email.
Sir.
Have on file. Please click here to accept.
Click on that.
The description kind
of. Yes. Click on that. And it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
Mm-hmm. I am here, I believe. Well, I'm agreeing to this right now.
Yeah, well, make sure that in the text messages, it has your phone number that we text, the one that you gave me for texting.
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. And then when you're checking the box to receive text messages from us, that's like what we'll do, Greg, is like we'll text you like, hey, we sent you an email, or hey, you know, we tried to reach out. Okay. And then when you're typing in your name and you type it exactly as it reads there, do not put a period after the S. Just do it exactly as it shows. And then it should take you to a page when you confirm it that's asking you to enter a username and password, right?
Correct. That's exactly
beautiful.
Where I'm
at. Okay. This is where you log in and track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
This is where you would see, like when you're tracking all your results, okay? So, like your phone calls you're getting and so forth. Are you interested? Well, I don't think you need it because you have the Google phone number. So, I'm going to put no that you don't need the tracking number. If at any time you want a tracking number, it's like a number that's listed that's linked to your phone and it allows you to track the calls. But I think you have that with the Google number, right? The one that you currently
have. Yeah, it gives me tracking analytics.
Yeah, so then you don't need it.
When somebody calls the number. Yep.
Yeah,
I did all of that
so it's not
Google.
Needed. Okay, so reminder, we'll call you between 4 and 5 from the 877 number, so just make sure to answer all the calls within that hour. And then starting from today, 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads and website is live. And then the 45 to 60 days is the timeline for the first page placement. But, you know, sometimes it's going to happen sooner. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am so excited for you. So excited. So did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No. I'm just crossing my fingers that it gets me some more work.
Well, we're going to be here to help you every step of the way. Please, if there's any updates or questions that you have, feel free to reach out. That's what we're here for, okay?
Yep. Will do.
All right, Greg. We'll talk to you later on this afternoon. Have a blessed day.
Yes, talk to you later.
Okay.
You as well.
Bye-bye. Thank you.